We start now with the fourth and final category of the outcomes, shepherding God's people. And the first outcome in this category says, demonstrate Christ-like servant leadership. The Bible reading can be found in Matthew 20, verse 28, Luke 22, verses 24 to 30, Luke 9, verse 46, and Matthew 20, verses 20 to 24. The notes for this outcome were written by J. Life Africa. To gain a full understanding of servant leadership, we need to start with Jesus' life. He gives us the best model to follow regarding this very important topic because his entire life and ministry reflected servant leadership. In Matthew 20:28, we are told that even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus never insisted on his rights and privileges as the Son of God, but emptied himself in every way for our sake. Jesus led and loved by serving. He washed feet. He fed thousands, healed the sick, sacrificed his comforts to spend time with the unloved, marginalized, and poor. Jesus shows us that serving others is part of the kingdom's agenda for all those who belong to the kingdom, and especially for those who lead within it. In Luke 22, verses 24 to 30, we read about Jesus' response to a dispute among the disciples. It takes place just before Jesus' final Passover meal with them, and he takes the opportunity to speak into it and teach them a very important principle. The dispute centered around which of them would be regarded as the greatest. It is interesting to note that these followers of Jesus have spent more than 3.5 years with Jesus up to this point, and yet they still need to learn and embrace some important principles. It is also not the first time this argument has surfaced. See Luke 9:46 and Matthew 20:20-24. Have you ever wondered how Jesus must have felt to have heard his followers, whom he had poured his life into and was about to lay his life down for, still arguing about who would be the greatest? Before we judge the disciples too harshly, it is important to understand that they lived in a religious culture which had been built on a hierarchy of leadership. The society also reflected clear social class distinctions, much like many of our cultures today. The leadership culture of the Romans was built on power, status, and authority. Unfortunately, the Jewish religious community was no different. The Pharisees lorded it over the people to ensure that they complied to and followed the religious laws and regulations. This was the model the disciples had learned from their entire lives. Jesus' response to the disciples' erroneous mindset and understanding of leadership would have really challenged their perception and belief about leadership. Jesus pointed them to another way that was a radical shift from their current understanding. He taught them that leaders within his kingdom would be those who served. Jesus challenged the disciples' mindset on position in society and leadership. He then proceeds to give them a countercultural alternative for his kingdom agenda, one of humility and service, which we read about in John 13, verses 1 to 20. The context of these verses is the Passover meal. Picture Jesus and his disciples reclining around the table. The Passover meal already in progress, and it seems that everyone around the table had ignored the cultural practice of foot washing that typically took place when entering a home. We do not know exactly where Jesus and his disciples had the Passover meal. If they were not in a friend's home, they may not have been offered the opportunity to have their feet washed. Wherever they met, it seems that the homeowner had not offered foot washing. Neither had any of the disciples offered to do it. The disciples had just been arguing over who was the greatest, and so there was no way they would now give power to others by washing their feet. Foot washing was reserved for the lowest class of people in a home. Not even servants were required to wash guests' feet. This task was left to slaves. Washing others' feet was not the type of job that people were lining up to volunteer to do. Clearly, the disciples felt they were above this task. It is significant that the passage states that Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. By this point in Jesus' life, he knew who he was and what authority he had. If there was ever a task that was below the rank and stature of a person, this was it. Here, the Creator of the universe, who commanded the wind and the waves to be calm, who called the dead back to life, who ministered to thousands, was taking on the role of a slave to demonstrate the heart of the kingdom. It must have been an awkward moment when Jesus got up from the table and no one else offered to do it. By this point, the Passover meal had started, and they had all possibly resigned themselves to the fact that they were not going to have their feet washed. Jesus then got up from the evening meal and wrapped a towel around himself, probably in accordance with what a slave would have worn. By even wearing a slave's garment, Jesus was making the depth of his actions very clear to his disciples. Jesus was going to give them an example that would be radically imprinted on them for years to come. He was a servant king. Jesus then pours water into a bowl and starts washing the disciples' feet. Think about the mood around the table. Shock, embarrassment, possibly regret for not offering to do the foot washing before Jesus got up to do it. The disciples' emotions must have been all over the place, and for the most part they kept it to themselves until Jesus got to Peter. Peter strongly objected to Jesus washing his feet, since he was a strict follower of Jewish customs. He regarded Jesus as his master and rabbi, and thus this was not a job for Jesus. When eventually Jesus sits back down after washing their feet, he takes some time to explain the significance of what he had done for them. He tells his disciples to wash one another's feet, just as he had done for them. Jesus gave them a culturally appropriate example to demonstrate for them the extent to which they were to go to serve others. He wanted to show them that the way he had served them was not restricted to his ministry alone, but was expected of all those who would claim to be citizens of the kingdom. Jesus' purpose in doing this act was to model for them what loving humility looked like in practice. A day after the Passover meal, Jesus would demonstrate the full extent of his love and service by laying down his life completely in service to mankind. Jesus' example of servant leadership was a stark contrast to the secular and religious leaders of the day. His example is still in stark contrast to the leadership we find around the world today.